Revelation chapter 19, verse 7 and 8 says, "Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife," that's the bride of Christ, the people of God, "hath made herself ready." Notice, his wife hath made herself ready. So if you've ever wondered whether or not you have a part and conditions in your relationship with Christ, wonder no more. Notice that the bride of Christ, the people of God, have made themselves ready to meet him. Are you hearing that? His wife hath made herself ready. And guess what? I can't make Sister Guadalupe ready. I can only make myself ready. Nobody can serve God. Nobody can prepare themselves and love God and worship and obey him except that person. I'm not going to be judged for your sins, and you're not going to be judged for mine. I'm going to be judged for my own obedience or sin, and both.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Okay, so if you're going to be Christ's bride, now you sisters can understand that better than us gentlemen, but if you're going to be Christ's bride, you got to make yourself ready. His wife hath made herself ready. Revelation 19, his wife hath made herself ready. It takes two to tango. In any relationship, there's two parties, and they must both participate and do the duties of their role in that relationship. Just like a man and a wife, like Paul uses in the end of Ephesians 5. The man is called to lay down his life as Christ did for the church. He's to lay down his life for his wife. And his wife is to reverence her husband. And notice that the husband is to love the wife, even as Christ loved the church. Husbands, love your wives. Notice the participation of the husband and the wife in that relationship. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. So Christ came and died and was buried and raised again from the dead to purchase the church, his people. That's what it means, his people, to himself. And they also have personal responsibility if they are going to experience and participate in that relationship. And we reveal how much we love God versus self by how we obey or don't obey him. So Jesus gave his... We reveal how much we love God or don't love him by how we participate in this relationship he came and died to give us with him. Amen? So he says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. And here's why: that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. And so our participation is essential in the action of God washing us with the water of his word. If we're not in the word, the word's not in us. If we're not getting in the word is not getting into us, and it's not given the blessing of a washing, a continual washing of water by the word. That action requires your participation to ingest, to pour over, to study, and to devour the word of God, and to meditate on it and even memorize it. Hallelujah. So God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, who came and gave his life himself for the church to purchase it. And the reason is to sanctify it to himself and to cleanse it. How many people know we need a continual cleansing? And that's what Jesus taught in John 13, not only initial washing of water by the word, the washing of regeneration when you're born again, Titus 3, but a continual washing, a continual washing. In fact, let me read that. And Jesus said, we don't take a bath, Sister Terry says, once a week or month. We take a bath every day so that we're not stinky. And when you're not being washed by the water of the word, you're stinking. So if you're not being washed by the water of the word, by being in the word every day, you're walking around with bad breath and underarm odor. That's a good picture. That's exactly what's going on in those who have been saved and yet they're not in the word. They're already backslidden. You can't sustain a life with Christ outside of being in His Word every day. Period. If you're not in the Word of God every day, Christ is not your first love. He's merely a hobby to you. He's not the first love of your life. So after Jesus said that if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me, which references the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. That's the born again experience, Titus 3:5-7. So you got to be initially washed. If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me, John 13:8. Then Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. So he was getting the revelation that he needed to be washed, not only initially, but continually. And notice verse 10, Jesus said unto him, he that is washed, that means initially born again by the washing of regeneration, Titus 3. He that is washed, that would be initially, needeth not save or except to wash his feet, but is clean every with, and ye are clean, but not all. So there's a continual action and responsibility for every saint of Christ to be washed with the water of the Word every day. Back to Ephesians 5, that he might sanctify. Jesus came and died to sanctify and cleanse his body with the washing of water by the Word. Are you in the Word of God every day, my friend? The King James Bible, if you're English speaking, for the Spanish speaking audience, that would be the equivalent would be the Reina Valera Bible. All of the other Bibles, virtually all the other Bibles are completely corrupt. They're satanic counterfeits. Reading a fake Bible is like showering with dirty water or getting into a tub to clean yourself of dirty water, not clean water. That's a pretty nasty picture, isn't it? That's ridiculous. Why would you get into dirty water to clean your body? All right, we're in verse 26 and 27 of Ephesians 5, where the Holy Ghost is talking about the reason Jesus came and died was to set apart or sanctify and cleanse his church. Church simply means people, the called out people of God. So Jesus came that he might sanctify and cleanse his church with the washing of water by the Word. Now, just as the Israelites had to get up and go pick up the bread to eat to feed themselves in the desert, God dropped down that bread from heaven, right? And it was sitting on the floor of the desert when the people of God woke up. Remember that? Remember Jesus said, give us this day our daily bread? Does that mean God comes every day and feeds you by waking you up and spooning the food into your mouth? No, that bread is the Word of God, which reveals Christ, who is the bread of life and the Word of God himself. So you get up every day and you open the Bible and you read and you feed. You feed yourself the Word of God. That's how you're strengthened. That's how you're nourished. That's how you're built up in Christ to serve the Lord every day and to do His will, the Great Commission. That's how you're being sanctified and cleansed, with the washing of water by the Word of God. And ultimately, this is going to result in verse 27, for those who are being washed in the Word every day, only they, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish, without the blemish of sin. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. So the body of Christ are those who have been saved and they're in the Word every day and being washed by it. And they are going to be presented to the Lord as a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing. No spot of sin. They're going to be holy and without blemish. Heavenly Father, we want to pray together now and ask the Lord to bless his people with this revelation as we just read. Father, we pray this revelation would convict every one of your people listening to the Word of God, not for any other reason, but that we're reading your Word, Lord. And you said that you came and died to set apart a people to yourself who are being sanctified and cleansed with the washing of water by your Word. We know that we're going to be presented to you a glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any such thing. Lord, we know that you are sanctifying your people. You're cleansing us. And it's by the action of the water by the word, the washing of water by the word. Lord, we ask you to give us a fear of God and obedient quickening, and a quickening to obedience and nothing less, to fill our hearts and minds daily with the bread of the water of the word of God, to be washed continually so that we are of those few who are going to be presented to you a glorious church, a glorious people, not having spot, no spot of sin or wrinkle, not even a wrinkle or any such thing, but that it, that would be us, should be holy and without blemish in the name of Jesus. Amen.